Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we covered real estate professional status, the requirements, benefits, and documentation needed to treat rental losses as non-passive. Today, we're talking about self-employment tax and what real estate investors need to know about when income is subject to self-employment tax and when it's not. Self-employment tax generally includes Social Security and Medicare taxes that apply to self-employment income and represents one of the most significant taxes for business owners and self-employed individuals. Understanding when your real estate income is subject to self-employment tax and when it's not is critical for tax planning and entity structure decisions. Today, I'm going to explain what self-employment tax is, when rental income is subject to it, when real estate business income is subject to it, and strategies to manage self-employment tax efficiently where appropriate. Let's start with what self-employment tax is. Self-employment tax is the self-employed person's version of Social Security and Medicare taxes that W-2 employees pay through payroll withholding. When you're a W-2 employee, you pay 7.65% of your wages in Social Security and Medicare taxes, and your employer pays a matching 7.65% for a total of 15.3%. When you're self-employed, you pay both the employee and employer portions, the full 15.3%. Self-employment tax consists of two components. The Social Security portion is 12.4% on income up to the Social Security wage base, which is subject to annual IRS adjustments. The Medicare portion is 2.9% on all income, with no cap. Additionally, high-income earners may be subject to an additional 0.9% additional Medicare tax on income above certain thresholds. So the total self-employment tax rate is 15.3% on income up to the Social Security wage base and 2.9% on income above that threshold, with potential additional Medicare tax for higher-income taxpayers. For someone earning $100,000 in self-employment income, self-employment tax would be approximately $15,300. This is in addition to regular income tax. Now here's the important question for real estate investors. When is real estate income subject to self-employment tax? The general rule is that rental income from real estate is not subject to self-employment tax. The IRS treats rental real estate as a passive investment activity, not a trade or business subject to self-employment tax. This is true even if you actively manage your properties, spend significant time on them, or qualify as a real estate professional. Rental income is generally not subject to self-employment tax, regardless of your level of participation. This is a significant advantage of rental real estate compared to other businesses. You can generate substantial income without paying the 15.3% self-employment tax. However, there are important exceptions where real estate income may be subject to self-employment tax. The first exception is when you provide substantial services to tenants. If you provide substantial services to tenants beyond just providing the property, the income may be considered business income subject to self-employment tax rather than rental income. What constitutes substantial services? The IRS looks at whether the services are primarily for the tenant's convenience rather than for the maintenance and operation of the property. Examples of substantial services include regular cleaning services, meals provided to tenants, concierge services, and extensive personal services. A typical example is a bed and breakfast. If you're providing daily cleaning, meals, and personal services to guests, this is more like running a hotel business than renting real estate. The income would likely be subject to self-employment tax. On the other hand, normal landlord services don't count as substantial services. These include repairs and maintenance, trash collection, providing utilities, and furnishing the property. For most long-term rental properties, you're not providing substantial services, so the rental income is not subject to self-employment tax. Short-term rentals are a gray area. If you're renting a property on Airbnb or VRBO and providing cleaning between guests, furnishing the property, and providing amenities, are you providing substantial services? The application of the rules depends heavily on facts and circumstances. If you're providing hotel-like services, the income may be subject to self-employment tax. If you're simply renting a furnished property, it may be treated as rental income, depending on the facts and level of services provided. This is an area where you should consult with your CPA based on your specific situation. The second exception is when you're in the business of buying and selling real estate. If you're a house flipper or real estate dealer, buying properties with the intent to resell them rather than hold them for rental income, your profits are considered business income subject to self-employment tax. The IRS distinguishes between investors and dealers. Investors hold property for rental income or long-term appreciation. Dealers buy and sell property as inventory in a business. If you're flipping houses, buying, renovating, and selling quickly, you're likely a dealer, and your profits are subject to self-employment tax. This is why many house flippers use S-Corp taxation to reduce self-employment tax, as we discussed in episode 91. The third exception is when you're providing real estate services as a business. If you're a property manager managing properties for others, a real estate broker earning commissions, a real estate developer or contractor, or a real estate consultant, your income from these services is business income subject to self-employment tax. These are active real estate businesses, not passive rental activities. Now let's talk about how self-employment tax is calculated. Self-employment tax is calculated on your net self-employment income, your business income minus business expenses. You report your self-employment income and expenses on Schedule C of your tax return, and you calculate self-employment tax on Schedule SE. One important note, you can deduct the employer equivalent portion of self-employment tax, half of the total, as an adjustment to income on your tax return. This means the effective self-employment tax rate is slightly lower than 15.3% because you get to deduct half of it. For example, if you have $100,000 in self-employment income, your self-employment tax is approximately $15,300. You can deduct $7,650 as an adjustment to income, reducing your taxable income for income tax purposes. Now let's talk about strategies to manage self-employment tax efficiently. The first strategy is to distinguish between rental income and business income. If you're earning rental income from long-term rentals without providing substantial services, that income is not subject to self-employment tax. Don't structure it in a way that makes it subject to self-employment tax. For example, don't provide unnecessary services to tenants that might cause the IRS to reclassify your rental income as business income. The second strategy is to use S-Corp taxation for active real estate businesses. If you're earning significant income from property management, real estate brokerage, house flipping, or other active real estate businesses, S-Corp taxation may generate meaningful self-employment tax savings, depending on income and circumstances. As we discussed in episode 91, S-Corps allow you to pay yourself a reasonable salary subject to payroll taxes, with remaining profits distributed as dividends, not subject to self-employment tax. For someone earning substantial income from an active real estate business, S-Corp taxation could provide significant tax benefits. The third strategy is to maximize business deductions. Self-employment tax is calculated on net income, income minus expenses. The more legitimate business expenses you deduct, the lower your self-employment tax. Make sure you're tracking and deducting all ordinary and necessary business expenses, home office, vehicle expenses, equipment, software, professional development, travel, and other costs. The fourth strategy is to consider retirement contributions. Self-employed individuals can make substantial tax-deductible retirement contributions through SEP IRAs, solo 401ks, or defined benefit plans. These contributions reduce your taxable income for income tax purposes, but they don't reduce self-employment tax. Self-employment tax is calculated before retirement contributions. However, the income tax savings can be substantial and should be part of your overall tax strategy. Now let's talk about some common misconceptions about self-employment tax and real estate. Misconception 1. If I qualify as a real estate professional, my rental income is subject to self-employment tax. This is false. Real estate professional status affects whether rental income is passive or non-passive for purposes of the passive activity loss rules. It doesn't change the fact that rental income is generally not subject to self-employment tax. Misconception 2. If I actively manage my properties, my rental income is subject to self-employment tax. This is false. Active management doesn't make rental income subject to self-employment tax unless you're providing substantial services to tenants. Misconception 3. Short-term rental income is always subject to self-employment tax. Short-term rental tax treatment can be highly fact-specific. It depends on the level of services you provide. If you're providing hotel-like services, it may be subject to self-employment tax. If you're simply renting a furnished property, it may be treated as rental income, depending on the facts and level of services provided. Misconception 4. I can avoid self-employment tax on my property management business by calling it rental income. This is false and potentially fraudulent. If you're managing properties for others and earning fees for those services, that's business income subject to self-employment tax, regardless of what you call it. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with self-employment tax. First, not understanding when income is subject to self-employment tax. Some investors pay self-employment tax on rental income when they don't need to. Others fail to pay it on business income when they should. Second, providing substantial services to tenants without realizing it may subject their income to self-employment tax. Third, not using S-Corp taxation for active real estate businesses where it would provide meaningful tax savings. Fourth, not tracking business expenses properly, resulting in higher self-employment tax than necessary. Fifth, not working with a qualified CPA who understands the nuances of self-employment tax for real estate investors. Our approach to self-employment tax is strategic and compliant. We understand that our rental income from long-term rentals is not subject to self-employment tax, and we don't structure our activities in ways that would make it subject to self-employment tax. For our active real estate business, property management, and consulting, we use S-Corp taxation to manage self-employment tax efficiently on that income. We pay ourselves a reasonable salary subject to payroll taxes and take remaining profits as distributions not subject to self-employment tax. We track all business expenses meticulously to ensure we're minimizing our net self-employment income. We work with a qualified CPA who understands self-employment tax rules for real estate and helps us optimize our structure and strategy. And we stay current on IRS guidance and court cases related to self-employment tax and real estate, particularly regarding short-term rentals and substantial services. Let me close with this. Understanding self-employment tax is critical for real estate investors, particularly those with active real estate businesses. Rental income from long-term rentals is generally not subject to self-employment tax, which is a significant advantage of rental real estate investing. However, income from active real estate businesses, property management, brokerage, flipping, development, is subject to self-employment tax. For those earning significant active income, S-Corp taxation may provide meaningful tax savings by reducing self-employment tax exposure. Understand the rules, structure your activities appropriately, and work with qualified tax professionals to optimize your tax position. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up this series with quarterly estimated taxes, how to calculate them, when to pay them, and how to avoid underpayment penalties. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.